Well, here we are in the heart of forgotten America. The best part of it, of course, is Michigan. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for September the 11th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, a Michigan man thought it would be cool to post a picture on Facebook after he hit a snapping turtle with a hatchet and planted it and killed it. The DNR, they didn't think it was all that cool. They issued a ticket for the illegal killing in Allegan County. Number two, a panel in the State House of Representatives is working on warning labels for marijuana. Can you believe that? And I thought weed was good for the boys and girls. I thought it cured everything. What the hell. And number one, the Grand Hotel, the 133-year-old iconic centerpiece on Mackinac Island, has been sold by the Musser family. They've owned the famed property since the Depression, but now it's owned by a Denver-based private equity firm. Bought the property for an undisclosed sum. KSL Capital Partners making that announcement on Tuesday that it made the purchase. Now, the Mussers have owned that since the early 1930s. Dan Musser, third generation and owner of the 130-plus-year-old property. He said this in a statement on Tuesday: "It's truly been an honor and a privilege for my family to serve as steward of this incredible Michigan landmark for nearly nine decades. A role we have not taken lightly, nor was it the decision to transfer ownership to KSL. I looked up KSL. They have some premier properties all over the world, frankly. Vacation properties, premier properties. But will the Grand Hotel be the same?" A lot of people shocked by this, by the way. I talked to all sorts of like, "You're kidding me. I can't believe it's been sold. It's family owned and operated." Well, it was. It's also the largest seasonal hotel, I believe, still in America. Here are some of the other holdings. Monarch Beach Resort in California, the Hotel Viking Newport, Rhode Island, the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida, that is. KSL has owned and operated some very prestigious destinations in the world. And Musser said he is glad they're going to preserve the history and heritage of the Grand Hotel. It'll be branded under the Pivot Hotels and Resorts brand, a division of Atlanta-based Davidson Hotels and Restaurants. So the first time ever the Grand Hotel becomes part of a chain. How do you feel about that? Drop me a line at stevegruber.com. Send me some thoughts on that one. The Grand Hotel. Will it be lost somewhere in time to one of these chains? Or is it, you like that, didn't you? Somewhere in time lost to one of these chains, or will the Grand Hotel somehow retain its glory? We'll find out, because we'll find out very soon. All right, two bills requiring marijuana businesses to include product warnings for minors and pregnant women have made it out of Michigan House committees now. The bills would require medical and recreational pot businesses to include a label warning. A label warning people about marijuana use while pregnant would also require the businesses to provide customers a pamphlet on marijuana use by minors at the point of sale. It's interesting because I thought, I was pretty sure that, you know, if you go to social media, you'll find that marijuana cures cancer. It has all of these properties. It cures all of these diseases. It's good for the boys and girls, helps them grow up big and strong. Okay, I exaggerate a bit, but you know what I'm saying. Cigarettes, bad. Marijuana, good. Really good, dude. yeah, man, that cured me. Of what? Thinking. That's right. Why do you think they call it dope anyway, son? The legislation stemmed from concerns by a Saginaw area doctor who said he was seeing an increase in pregnant and breastfeeding women who were using marijuana. That, according to Representative Thomas Albert, one of the bill's sponsors, the Lowell Republican introduced a similar measure last term for medical marijuana. Now, we think it's worthwhile to notify women that if they are pregnant or breastfeeding, that there could be some long-term negative effects for the children if they use marijuana. If you smoke the ganj, yes, it's going to affect your unborn child. That's probably true. Do you want your unborn child getting high? Probably not. Just saying. Now, the House Judiciary Committee approved 11-2 Albert's bill addressing recreational marijuana and its medical marijuana companion from Representative Dare Rendon, a Republican from Lake City. Here's how the warning labels will read. At least this is the suggested language. Warning. Use by pregnant or breastfeeding women or by women planning to become pregnant may result in fetal injury, preterm birth, low birth weight, or developmental problems for the child. The legislator would leave the wording of the pamphlet to the Marijuana Regulatory Agency for development, but the bills require the pamphlets to be at least 3.5 inches by 5 inches in size and contain safety information and the poison control hotline. Now, this comes, by the way, just a couple of days after we saw this case out of Florida where 9 elementary school kids, age, 10 to 12, all got some THC gummies. Didn't know. Looked like a bag of gummies. Shared with all their friends. They all ate them. Yeah. Wow. They took a trip. They never left the farm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A bowl of fave, strangely enough. One of two Republican lawmakers to vote against the bill. The Republican said he believes the efficacy of warnings like this one decreases with frequency. I certainly don't want anybody that's carrying a child to use marijuana, but I don't think putting a warning label on it's going to discourage the use of anything. Don't know if that's true or not. I think that it makes it clear that it's not some perfectly healthy substance. The Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, neutral on the bill, but thankful for changes lawmakers made before moving the bill from committee on Tuesday. So says Josh Hovey, a spokesman for the association. Part of those changes, a clarification, would allow businesses to simply make the required warning pamphlets available to customers rather than handing one out with every single purchase. The pamphlets are here. If you want to know more, you can read. Take it with you if you'd like, but you don't have to take it because, fair enough, those would end up in a trash can somewhere. If you're forced to take it, I mean, I don't want that. You got to take it. I don't want it. You got to take it. It's in the bag. It goes, you know, it's like when you go to the pharmacy and you fill a prescription that you've had for years and years, and they give you the same pile of paper every time you visit. Here's a whole list of what could go wrong. You know, your head could explode, your leg could fall off, whatever the warnings are, right? And all the paperwork is stapled inside an envelope and signed here, and there's 2 pounds of paper and one little prescription somewhere there at the bottom. It is a complete waste of resources, a complete waste of money, time and research. Why are you giving me this? I didn't read it the first time. I'm not interested in reading it now. In fact, I may never have an interest in reading that. And yet you give it to me and wonder why we have so much garbage at the dump. I have an idea. Make that paperwork voluntary as well. Just a thought. It is 9/11. We're going to take some of your letters and read them on the air here. Coming up on the program, Ron Rademacher, Dan Kildee will be here, and Genevieve Marnin from Michigan Right to Life. A lot going on here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Crisp days, uncrowded streets, and the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the